Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Ramona's got a keen sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile.
We don't have to come back. We can just listen to this song.
Let's just play the album.
Brock, is that allowed? Are there laws against that?
I don't think so.
Have you read the law book lately?
There are laws against that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. Right. I'm very, very sorry.
Until you show it to me, I think you should keep playing the song. The 830 Recreator has really, it's an inspiring thought.
Inspiring?
What's Yuck Mouth doing today? Hadley, that's you. How has that foot tasted?
I don't understand the foot comment. Does anybody understand the foot comment?
No, he just, I don't get it. He also says, hey, Jim, maybe text from now on.
Jim,
this is listeners trying to be helpful.
He did say Plowsy would suggest that, so he's doing it on behalf of someone.
Jim, in a truer sense, had a very valid point. I think he might be right. The unfortunate thing is, TJ pointed out that Joel Quenneville also won a Stanley Cup. Hence, it could be 2060 something.
Yeah. And when does the curse start? Does it start after they won their last Stanley Cup? Because now we're only going back like 4 years.
Oh, boy.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's really not good. Also, let's see. We had a Hockey Bob thought, and he gets very upset if you don't read all of his texts.
Oh, okay.
He said, this is actually a pretty good Hockey Bob thought, believe it or not. I probably have not watched quite as much playoff hockey as Edgar Hadley, but I can tell y'all that I have never seen any one team play their brand of hockey for an entire series. It just never happens. I actually think that's a very good thought. It's true. You're playing another good team that has a contrasting style. They force you to play their game at different times.
For the most part, though, the Islanders and Columbus did it for the most part, yeah. For 60 minutes plus overtime, no. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority of the time, that's oftentimes the difference in a series, Bob, is when, for the most part, you're forcing the other team to play your game.
Who
that
can
a lot of times
impose
proves to be a difference.
Yeah, who can impose their will?
Yeah. The 618, I like how Hadley's saying he's wrong, but also throws in there that he was still right.
Well, of course.
Well, you've noticed that.
Is there another way to do it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Doug Vaughn's fancy thong wants to clarify, actually. Really, Hadley? It's because you were always sticking your foot in your mouth, figuratively. There's no way you could actually get your foot above your knee.
Well, now, see, okay, so now we have an explanation. That's all I wanted.
That's all.
And he was stepping in for the 830 Recreator, too, so I appreciate that. That's some...
It's a good point. Anatomically correct in his assumption.
Let's see.
Exactly.
Flip-o
clarification.
Stan.
Now we're all on the same page.
Yes.
Well, now we can move forward. Flip phone, Stan, don't forget about Jacques Denners and Hitch. Hitch won a Stanley Cup as well, but he won it before he came to the Blues.
Yeah, that one doesn't qualify.
Right.
What was that first name you said?
Jacques Demers. But Demers, he won before, or he won afterwards.
Yeah, so Demers would qualify.
So the Blues got
to
stop firing guys
first
that actually...
Say it wrong.
Look, just because somebody like Terrell Owens, his name is Terrell... He can call it Terrell if he wants. If you spell it like something else and call it something else, that's not my problem. Anyway. Here, Hitch won it in 99, came here afterwards, and was not going to win it again. If you've watched him, the Oilers took off for about 3 weeks there and then sucked the rest of the year. So, anywho.
Didn't work in Dallas.
No, I'm sure didn't. Hey, Rock, there were some rumors today started by former Arkansas quarterback Tyler Wilson, who does ESPN radio down in Arkansas now. Obviously, he... was being a former Arkansas quarterback, played for Bobby Petrino, who had the motorcycle scandal, got fired from Arkansas, moved to Louisville. They rehired him after. If you guys know his story, a quick background here. He was with Louisville. He was very good. He left to go to the Falcons and then left the Falcons in the middle of the season. It was a very crazy, weird situation there. And then went to Arkansas, got fired, and Louisville took him back and then fired him this past season because he was awful. Anyway, he is still seen as a fairly brilliant offensive mind, albeit the last 2 years will tell you that is not currently true. However, Tyler Wilson threw out an interesting remark on his radio show, sort of as if this should have been common knowledge. And here is what he had to say.
I got Bob Petrino, my bold prediction, him coaching once again at the Power 5 level.
So that's how our Easter egg is. Easter egg hunt is working this morning.
There you go. Guys, we're going to have to play him this year. So, of course, it's not going to be this year.
Who are you talking about?
Bobby Petrino.
You have to play Bobby Petrino this year?
That's right. He's at Missouri right now.
What is he doing at Missouri?
I mean, he's coaching quarterbacks. That's what I hear.
Interesting. So, well, look at that. Tyler Wilson coming in hot and breaking some news here.
No, is this not national news? Maybe I'm just getting text messages that I don't know. Sorry. Maybe I'm breaking news that shouldn't be broken.
Well, I'm about to say you haven't heard anything, and I haven't
maybe
heard.
Maybe I was
anything.
Out of the country when that happened.
Yeah. So, well, there you have it. Well, that's if that's true though, that's pretty big, and that would be fascinating to see how that.
Did we miss that one, Ty? Or
I mean, did you see it, Ty?
It's not any news cycle.
Well, there you go.
Well,
nicely done, Tyler.
That's an inside source right there.
To know some stuff that's going on in the world. I'm sorry. I've been out.
No. Please do not apologize.
That's good. Right. Yeah,
Let's just listen to their show. It's better.
Well, here's the deal. Tyler Wilson, first of all, is wrong because every Missouri beat writer has checked with Missouri officials and says, no, that's not true. He came to one practice. Secondly, typically, okay, so former players, we do have sources. That is true. Having been connected, like, I have sources at probably 10 different schools now because many of the guys that coached me are now all at different colleges. But just as a general rule, we're not newsbreakers. We're not, like, I hold on to things all the time.
Of course.
Like, Hadley and I talk privately all the time, and I tell him things that, like, I'm not a newsbreaker, right? It's like if Coach Odom tells me something, I'm not coming out to break the news. Let somebody, like, sometimes I even tell Gabe to let him break the news. It's his deal. So Tyler Wilson probably, here's my guess on this whole thing. And for full disclosure here, I have not spoken to Coach Odom or anybody else about this. This just came out today. But my guess is this. These stories always have more to them. My guess is Missouri considered it. And we're told no by either the administration or, you know, the board of curators, whoever. That's my guess. I have no idea if that's true. That's just normally if there's something like that, Petrino probably had a conversation with somebody because it doesn't sound like Tyler was talking to him either.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that he had a conversation with somebody who said, I'm going off to Missouri. They're thinking about hiring me. We'll see what can work out. Now, whether that would be as a quarterback coach, I doubt it. Dooley's the quarterback coach. Whether that would be an analyst like the Nick Saban way. Missouri, with all the crap that's gone on, this was the same deal with Hugh Freeze. They cannot afford to be hiring guys that are not seen as morally fit to hold
the
job. They
don't need another motorcycle daddy.
Well, it's not only that, it's
right.
They haven't
crazy.
Had coaches, aside from Quinn Snyder, if you believe some of those rumors, who have been crazy.
Of course we do.
You should. But they've had players, right? The Derek Washington thing did not help you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
An all Big 12 running back going to prison does not help you for digital rape, right? The Dorial Green Beckham thing was not a good look. The Michael Dixon thing was not a good look over and over and over again, right? The swimmer who was bullied, I say this not in jest, but I don't know that you can bully somebody into committing suicide, but basically that's what they said, right? That they were bullied into committing suicide. So you have so many different things. You cannot hire a guy, Bobby Petrino, that is universally seen as one of the most morally unfit coaches, perhaps in the history of the NCAA. That's no joke. Like, that is universal. I mean, Hads, back me up on this.
Think the statement is such that it just made me laugh.
He is perhaps the most morally unfit person to. Now, he may be a really good offensive mind, and I do not in the least bit blame Barry Odom for exploring any single one person for any position whatsoever, especially if they're not hands-on with the kids. Then who cares?
Yeah.
I don't need you to be morally fit to sit in my living room and tell me what a good idea is. However, it is a – when you – at Missouri, with what's happened recently and over the last decade or so, you just can't have any ties to these people. Had's your thoughts.
There are two coaches that if I had a son that wanted to play football, there's two coaches I would never allow him to play for. And it's Bobby Petrino and Urban Meyer.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I'm trying to think of more, and those are the first two off the top of my head, too. I totally agree. Now, Urban Meyer is a unique case because you have guys like Tim Tebow that'll swear by him, but we have so much evidence on the contrary that you're like, okay, maybe that worked for you, bud, but there's just so much other crap. Like, he was the warden of a prison that he called the University of Florida for about whatever it was, 5-8 years. That's what it was. Like, Janoris Jenkins and guy after guy after guy. Who was Chris Rainey and Aaron Hernandez. And it's like guy after guy after guy that have had legitimately major issues under Urban Meyer, not to mention the Zach Smith stuff at Ohio State. There's very little. At least Petrino doesn't pretend to be the good guy. Urban Meyer wants you to think that he is, you know, a football coach, but if it were really up to him, he'd be a priest. That's what Urban Meyer wants you to think. Bobby Petrino's like, yeah, she was my mistress, but she was hot, wasn't she? That's Petrino. Do you agree, John?
Oh, there's so many other things with Petrino. I'll just make a blanket statement and just say that I find him to be despicable, and for me to find anybody despicable should say it all.
There's the point.
I think we're going to have to close on that one.
I think perfect timing.
I think that's about it. But anyway, just to clarify, Missouri is not hiring Bobby Petrino. Missouri, along with every other school in the country, has unemployed coaches come watch their practices all the time. And so it is nothing for a coach to come up. Now, again, my speculation is that there was probably some contact or conversation of exploration, and that is it. But they have no intention of hiring Bobby Petrino in any form or fashion. So there you go. That, according to Gabe DeArmond, Dave Matter, and probably would come directly from the mouth of Barry Odom if I asked him. I just haven't done that. So there you go. Hey, boys, we need to talk about our friends at Smoothie King, and really that's me. Our friend at Smoothie King rocks at Smoothie King a lot of the time. It's raining right at this moment. I would recommend going through the drive-thru. I have always wondered why Smoothie King's or any like Starbucks. I'm not interested in going into Starbucks if there's not a drive-thru. Similarly, for years, Smoothie King didn't have any drive-thrus. Once, too, we said, we are finding a drive-thru. It's either going to be an end cap or it is going to be a freestanding building that you can wrap around. And so it is interesting. 60% of the business comes through the drive-through. One, it's either smoking hot, 98 degrees in the summertime, or it's raining. You don't want to get out of your car. You got to wait to go get a smoothie. So I would recommend right now going through the drive-through. 60% of you guys will do it anyway. And if you were John Hadley, what would you get?
A chocolate gladiator with banana and peanut butter.
Last night,
that's right,
at 5:10, as I promised, I got upper left-hand corner of the big board, strawberry, has protein in it. I added a couple other things, and it was a strawberry. No, blueberry something.
Oh, was it the yogurt one?
I didn't do the yogurt.
Blueberry heaven?
Upper left-hand corner of the board.
Banana berry. Oh.
Well, depending on which Smoothie King you're at, they're not always in the same order.
Berry punch? Banana berry
fruit? Now, the blueberry heaven is the only one that's named after a blueberry. Yeah. There's the... But there's the yogurt one, strawberry, blueberry, Greek yogurt.
It wasn't yogurt.
Okay.
But it had a bunch of protein. So I went for it. The point is...
Do you like it?
I got the big boy, and I
loved
it. You
did 40 ounce?
32.
Okay.
32. I got the 32 and didn't have... That was my supper.
There you go.
It was really good.
Good. Good man.
Really good.
Good man. The pineapple... If you want to actually... the best tasting thing on the menu is called the pineapple surf. And it is pineapple surf. Go put some frozen yogurt in there, and then to feel good about yourself, throw in either some protein or muscle builder or something like that, so you can say, well, at least from my workout this morning, I'll build some muscle while I'm eating some sugar. Because that basically is the – it's on the – they have these take-a-break blends. It's in there, and that is basically you're coming in there for something that tastes good. If you want something that tastes good, pineapple surf would be my recommendation. Anyway, go to Smoothie King. Go check it out. 750 Gravois Bluffs Boulevard. And it's right there on the Gravois Bluffs. That's where you weren't with us. We were helping Randy move the other day. Me, Rock, and John, and Randy Markell went there the other day, and you went there yesterday.
I went there yesterday.
Check it out.
Frequent right. Stop.
Good stuff. We have got to go to break. We're going to talk about this. If Eric Messersmith was here, he would have an aneurysm right now. But we're going to talk about, and I think probably all agree on, that I was really happy to see Tim Anderson get plunked yesterday. And I think that's a good thing, because when you flip your bat into row 17, that's what should happen to you. And we're going to discuss that on the other side. It's a hard line.